We got someone calling in. This is the second week in a row this has happened as we're trying to get off the air. Let's see what this is. WFO, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm just the next DJ. Can you let me in? I'm locked out.
Yeah, give us 1 second.
Thank you.
It's the next DJ.
Suicide Squad. That's what's up, boys. Can we drop this beat on SoundCloud, maybe? After the show, we'll put it out with the podcast.
All right,
this is dope, boys. We got to pass it off to the next DJ. 9 Rounds coming out soon. SuicideSquadMG.com. Get that Warning Shots instrumental. We'll be back next Tuesday, 9 p.m., LFOD Radio.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we held goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Good evening.
Good evening. You're listening to... Why is this so crackle? Oh, there we go.
There we go.
There we go. I had a sick voice there for a second. I'm not sick, though. Not yet. Anyways, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tubbs Free Flowing Radio. This is 88 miles per hour. On our new hour, Tuesdays, 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. Yes. I hope you'll stick with us on our new hour. It's going to be awesome. And I'm very excited. And our vampire music is becoming more and more appropriate.
The later we get.
It's, yeah. Anyways, we have some tunes for you this evening. Hope you listen. The first song I listened to was Montreal rock band Somewhere by Happiness. And this, as always, that you hear every week is the Equestrian Vortex by Broadcast. And that sound you hear in the background are some sirens. Not part of this program.
Nope.
Nope.
But probably going to be more common now that we've got 10 p.m.
Maybe.
You never know.
Who knows?
Later night.
It's the siren hour.
It's crazy.
Anyways, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
I hope you'll stick with us.
is compressed into a pixel. Reaffirmations right up the road, my dear. It's hard as hell, look in my elbow. But you know I sing like a bird, my love, the cage. The way you turned out, resolute with God on my side, I synthesize. Of time and urgency to reify, still my goal, but I don't rush the long haul, baby. Oh no, I can tell, no hand in this world, no hand in this world.
Hello, we're back. Did you miss us? We missed you. That's kind of creepy. I'm sorry
That's
I said that.
That's a really creepy thing to say.
Anyways, we listened to some songs.
We did indeed.
What was the song we just listened to?
We just listened to Vacation by Still Woozy. And I'm going to put a little plug in there.
Ooh, a plug.
Still Woozy is really good. All of their songs. Definitely listen to them.
Listen to all of their songs now.
Like all of them.
Actually,
it's actually
after our
not
show.
As many as you'd think.
How many albums do they have?
Well, so they have done this thing where I think they're just kind of like little singles. And so we've got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-ish.
Interesting.
Songs.
So no albums.
But no like cohesive album.
Have the singles been
far as I can tell
released close in time
yes,
to each other?
Because their first one went out in 2017.
Okay, so
maybe
they're kind
of
new.
Very new. So
very
keep
cool.
your eye out. I'm gonna say
just
right
one
now.
Just one of them,
just one eye. But I really like it because all the single artwork is like very similar style but different, you know.
Oh,
so
interesting.
I don't know, they're gonna have some big things, I think.
That's very cool.
Keep an eye out.
That always makes me wonder if like someone in the band or part of the group did the album art, or if they have someone else do it.
Okay, I'm gonna chime in again. It's one guy.
She can answer all my questions. This is awesome.
His name is Sven. Okay. And this is his solo project.
Oh.
And he records everything in his garage / studio.
Wow.
Well, good job, Sven, because honestly, you're doing great.
That's incredible.
Also, was that the name of the reindeer from Frozen?
I don't want to answer that.
Because I'm like,
I feel like that incriminates me.
Anyways, moving on.
Yes.
That
was
vacation.
Yes, it was definitely
who wrote this music.
Definitely, yes. Oh, a reindeer. Interesting.
From Pixar.
Okay, we're going to stop.
Moving on.
Anyways, before that, we listened to This Is the One by the Stone Roses, and Amanda got to listen to me sing it very off key in the studio here, but we saved you from that.
You know, yeah, it's good the world didn't.
I agree.
Hear that.
And before that, we heard Bro Chillers by Level Up. I really don't like the title of that song.
Bro Chillers.
Good song. Yeah. Could revise the title, but I'm not judging. That's feeling. Fine. They can name their song whatever they want to name
it. That's true.
Anyways, all right, back to the regularly scheduled programming. Also, Amanda and I, we're usually very on, I'd say 80% of the time we're 85% of the time we're on.
We're on. We're good.
This is the 15% where we're not on.
Nope.
I don't know. There's something in the rain. It's been a day. We're a little off. But
I think
okay.
It's the time. It's just really
we're thrown off. We're thrown off. This is 1 hour later than usual. We'll get used to it.
Yeah, forgive us.
Forgive us, please.
Next week we'll be
on
crazy better.
I hope so.
I hope so.
For the sake of the people.
For the people.
Love into me.
I really like that song.
If we can break it down a little bit.
Okay.
Not super much because, words.
Just break it down a little bit for me.
I just really love how they, like, the beginning is really synth heavy and you're just kind of like soundscaping type thing. Like, not fully, but that's the idea. It's like more
noisy,
enclosed, noisy, and just like sounds. Mm-hmm. And then you keep that, but then they like cut through and they bring out like more of the like actual instruments. And I don't know. I just really, that middle part when it just becomes more clear, it just gets me every time. And because it's, what is it, 4 minute song. So like,
they,
I don't know.
They cover a lot and not a lot of time.
They do a lot because I just felt like that was more like a 6 minute song.
I agree. I really enjoyed that.
They did a lot of things. They said a lot of things to me.
I liked it. Good job. Sometimes you can do a lot of stuff in a short amount of time.
Yeah. Good job, Rich Old Talk.
Good job. It's a trio
from Brooklyn.
Very cool.
And yeah, I'm expecting things from them. Big things.
Wow.
We'll see.
We have a lot of expectations tonight.
We do.
Anyways, is it time for our game?
Game.
Okay, you want to go first? I kind of have an overrated, underrated. You said you have a choose.
A new thing.
Okay.
It's called This or That. You got to say it. You have to say it. Like,
this or that.
This or that.
That was good.
And you got to work the mic, so this or that.
Oh. Very innovative. I like that. Very cool.
And it is music related tonight.
All right.
Which is exciting.
We like music here.
We have trouble thinking of music related things.
That's true.
But Emma.
Yes.
This or that. Learning music via your ears.
Oh.
Or via sheet music. Which I realize may not apply. What chords, yes. Just kidding. It does apply fully.
Fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
I played violin for...
Oh, my bad. Wow. I just made so many assumptions.
No. I don't know why you would have known that. I don't really talk about it that often. I played from second grade until... I played it all through high school, actually. I played in the pit orchestra at my school. LOL. But
I love that.
Yeah, and actually it was really fun. And I liked pit orchestra a lot because it was different, because we weren't just playing classical music all the time. Like, don't get me wrong. Love classical. Like, there's some good stuff out there. But it was just different when you play classical music from second grade until like eighth grade. You get a little... okay, like, this is cool. But so like in pit orchestra we got to play like jazz and
that's
like
fun.
It was really cool. Anyways, so I enjoyed playing violin and I liked playing in pit orchestra more because you had to learn all this music in like a short amount of time, and there was a lot of like being able to like listen by ear, and you know, you had all the music in front of you to read, but at a certain point it was like, I can't learn all of this. No, I have to kind of be able to wing it a little bit.
Right.
And I really enjoyed that environment a lot more than like sitting down and like playing scales and like learning key signatures. And obviously like there's merit to that, but for me it kind of, I hate saying this, like it kind of bored me. Like I wasn't as excited to sit down and learn that way. I much preferred kind of being able to play along by ear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's kind of still what I'm definitely better at. I really wish that I wanted to sit down and like really learn the theory behind everything, because right. I think it would make me like a stronger musician. But I'm totally by ear kind of person.
You're killing it that way though. And that comes with so many pros.
True.
So are you ready to flip the page to my side?
Yes.
Okay. So I've got like similarly.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Words are still hard.
It's okay. Anyways, you got it.
Started playing classical piano when I was 5, and then that's what I did till like college, basically.
Right.
With some sprinklings of other genres in there once I got better and stuff, and then also flute from like 5th grade to senior year of high school, and so there's a lot of classical in those areas.
Oh yes.
But then I figured out I liked writing songs, and so then I like went more towards pop, and then I did a little bit of jazz at the end of my high school career, and then we came to college and it was all about jamming with the bands,
right? Know? Right.
and I had come from classical, which means every single note you play is written for you,
right?
And everything,
there's no improv in classical,
completely
really.
Structured.
Yes,
your dynamics, you know, the expression, the phrasing, like literally everything is theory based. It's written for you. And so I got here, and senior year of high school playing jazz, we'll just lump that into now, was like, whoa,
whole new world.
You aren't telling me anything, and I'm just supposed to do something,
right?
And I'd have people being like, yeah, let's just jam, let's just whip out some chords. Here's the chord progression. Let's do it. And I'd be like, what?
It's two what? Different worlds.
Excuse me. And so, like, I'm most comfortable when it's all there for me because that's what I'm so used to. But I've loved learning how to improvise and just, like, exploring with my ears.
That's awesome.
So it's been cool. I don't know. Because I think I'm definitely less of an ear learner. I'm not strong there. But we're getting better.
Amazing.
So good job us.
Well,
coming from classical.
I know. It's like really intimidating because when I started to pick up the guitar, that's what people want to do. Yeah. They're like, oh, look, we'll just play in this key. You ready? And you're like, oh,
what?
No, what? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's intimidating, but I think you realize that you pick up things more quickly and you have to just be okay with failing and hitting wrong notes and being like, nope, that was not it. But that's how you learn. You know, you're not going to expect to have a perfect ear and get everything right the first time. Like, I still mess up all the time, and it's fine because that's how you learn and improve.
Exactly.
It's all part of the process.
Yes. So the end story
is
that together, both ear and sheet music learning is the best kind.
Agreed. You work different sides of your music brain, as they say. Yes. So, well, I enjoyed that conversation.
Me too.
Thanks for sharing that with me.
This or that.
That is totally staying. That segment is absolutely staying on the show. I had an overrated, underrated, but I forgot it because our conversation was so good.
We've been talking a while, too.
I know. All right. We'll
take some time.
Well, I'll reflect. You play a song.
Okay.
Stars will be the only man to make it back from my life. your shuttle back home. Never looking up at the stars, but I'm so
pieces of good news, everyone. First piece of good news is I remembered the overrated underrated I wanted to do. So props for Emma's memory. It's not that great.
Good job.
Second piece of good news is we have a friend that's joined us.
Hello.
Woo! She's friend. On after us, but she's also a friend from not just being after our show. Anyways, all right. So my overrated underrated. This one, I don't know how I feel about it personally, but like bands that like dress up every time they perform, like they have like some sort of, you know, like costume kind of thing going on, like overrated, underrated, like cool or like too much, you know.
I absolutely love it when they do that.
Yeah, I think it's underrated.
Yeah, it's super underrated. I'm a huge costume person. People know that. I talk about costumes all the time.
She has like a costume box.
I have a costume.
It's great. Oh, nice. No, it's awesome.
No, and it's good that I live near here because, like, if I couldn't bring my it's just very, it's important. It takes up a lot of space and people are usually like, Amanda, like, was that really an essential thing?
No, we all know it's very essential.
Because I also set up a lot of people with costumes. Because
true.
Anyways,
that's a good position to be in.
It is.
You're the costume plug.
I feel like it's good.
Yeah, she's got a lot of good costumes too.
Not to get sidetracked though.
Oh, okay.
I just really appreciate seeing that in other people.
Do you have, like, does something come to your mind when you think of a band that dresses up in, like, kitschy? Whatever?
I know, and I definitely should, but one of the first ever concerts I went to was to see Fun, like, way back. Like, I saw them in, like, a small little venue, and it was Halloween, and they dressed up like the cast of Friends.
That's fun.
And I just, like, I really appreciated that. It's not really quite the same, but...
No, but... Sure.
You know, you catch my
drift. It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
That's the first thing that came to my head.
I'm thinking more like performances. You know, like, yeah. St. Vincent. Okay. Like, I've seen a couple times, and like, she wears some out there stuff, but it just adds to the whole thing.
Right. True.
It's like... And like Lady Gaga, like all of them, and they just go nuts.
Yeah, I was thinking of Bjork and her like swan. Ooh. Well, I don't think she performed in her like swan outfit, but she's worn some crazy outfits too. But I was also thinking, I don't remember who opened, but I went and saw Sunflower Bean, and one of the openers, they came out in like hazmat suits, like yellow hazmat suits, and which I think could be cool, but it was a little bizarre. Like, it was almost, they really put on a performance, and it was a lot. It was cool, but I felt more like I was at a performance than like a concert, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, cool, there's some cool stuff like Devo,
yep,
Kraftwerk. There's been some quality, but I feel like it's been done tastefully well so many times that you'd have to like really kind of reinvent the wheel to like, you know what I'm trying to
be
say?
Be revolutionary,
exactly.
In your costume,
right? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm not saying that it can't be done. I'm just saying you have to like get a little creative. I think
that's mm-hmm. fair. That's fair. Good one though. I'm glad we all agree.
I'm glad. True.
Yeah.
True.
How can you not think that's cool?
Oh. My dad just messaged me and said Kiss. But they're crazy.
That was also where my mind went. Yeah.
True.
They're
true.
Awesome.
There's, yeah, some of the like glam rock kind of. Are they big glam moves. Rock? You know what I'm trying to say,
what
though.
You're saying.
I don't know if I could deal with. Yeah. Yes, we're getting a big thumbs up.
I don't know if I could perform with face paint on because I would just sweat it all off.
Oh, 100%. Like, in the first 5 minutes.
Brockhampton, like, I'm just thinking of them who paint themselves blue in some of their past performances. Like, how?
That makes for some messy cleanup. Good for them, though.
It's like all over the instruments and stuff, too.
Oh, I know it.
Jeez.
For sure. Well, anyways.
Time for a song.
Time for a song. All right, let's hit it. Here we go. Here we go. It's, it's been an evening. Also, I think our new, like, 10 p.m., you'd think, like, later in the night, like, more hardcore rock
really
and roll. I think
down.
Amanda and I are just so tired. It's here we go.
I've got a question for your super world. What gets you through? Who gets you past? And how do you fly so fast? Is it the fame? 'Cause everybody knows who you are. Yeah, we can't be the same. 'Cause I hear you from outer space, pretty far. Superboy's got his problems and girls got her hang-ups. I know that it can't be easy to be a superboy in a mixed up world these days, or a supergirl in a thankless world these days. Question for your super world, what gets you through? Who gets you past? How do you fly so fast? Is it fame? 'Cause everybody knows who you are. Yeah, we can't be the same. 'Cause I hear you from outer space, pretty far. Superboy's got his problems, girls got her hang-ups. I know Supergirl, nameless world these days. In our town, please don't let them get you down. The only superheroes in our town, please don't let them get you down. The only superheroes in our town, please don't let them get you down. The only superheroes in our town, please don't let them get you down.
A quick PSA, if you will. My PSA reading voice. The West Somerville Neighborhood Association, welcome back students, public service announcement. There's a really nice picture of an old lady and her cats, just for context. A cartoon, the Simpsons lady. As the new school year begins, the West Somerville Neighborhood Association would like to welcome all new and returning Tufts students back to campus and the residential areas surrounding Tufts University here in West Somerville and Medford. We also want to help spread the word that telling neighbors about parties ahead of time by circulating a notice with your name, the party's location and date, and a phone number that's guaranteed to be answered is the single best way to avoid having the police called should there be any problems. The public service announcement has been sponsored by the West Somerville Neighborhood Association, dedicated to improving communication and fostering relations between Tufts and the surrounding residential community. visit us at the website westsomerville.org. That's westsomerville.org.
Oh, as I didn't vet this before I read it, and I started reading it, and I was like, oh no, where is this headed? But I thought that was a pretty good message.
Well, I just really was, I just love that you follow it along with your finger when you're reading.
It's like, the, like that's so like, cute.
Like a fourth grader or something. Just like, or a fourth grader. And I just really appreciate that. Well, I felt like the world should know that.
I'm not going to lie. I don't really like read that often.
As an engineer.
No, I can read.
I can read some credit.
I'm going to make it very clear real quick. I do read. It's just not, you know, I don't have to read out loud often, so I'm worried I'm going to miss a word.
It was beautiful. I love
Did
that
I nail
strategy.
It?
You nailed it.
100%.
Thank you so much, everyone. Good work. I appreciate that. I enjoyed that PSA, too. It's a good message. Okay, I'm going to stop talking now. Was Parking Lot by Galaxy 500. Before that, we heard Superboy and Supergirl by Math and Physics Club. Before that, Halves and Quarters by Guantanamo Bay Surf Club. Yes, Amanda gave me a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Got it right.
Anyways, we probably have one more song for you. Stay tuned for Lily's show after. Woo. It's gonna be awesome.
And Luke's show.
And Luke. Oh,
and you have Benny and Scott are also going to be here.
Oh, my. It's a whole crew. Definitely stay tuned for that.
Definitely.
Amanda and I will listen in the car.
Oh, yes.
On our ice cream
True fans.
Adventure.
True fans.
True fans. Absolutely. I always listen to WMFO in the car.
Good moves.
Good moves. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio Station, and this is 88 miles per hour. It's new hour.
Mm-hmm.
10 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
But oh, you should just keep WMFO on always, all the time, 24/7, seven mm-hmm. days a week.
Soundtrack
to your life. So then you just won't miss it ever. That's just some parting advice. Anyways, got one more for you. Stay tuned.